Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English is going to improve today. We're continuing to learn about Okai, this group of incredibly talented musicians. They are singers, they sing a cappella, and their style is quite unique. We already looked at the history of Okai yesterday, and of course we're going to be talking a little bit about their future today and where they get their inspiration from. But they are a team of people that are working together with a single goal. Now, I wonder about you. Have you ever had any interesting teamwork experiences, Carolyn?
Well, teamwork is not always easy, mm-hmm. and it's difficult to depend on people if you don't really know them that well. So I remember I had a class project, and we had to work as a team to complete it. And in order to do that, part of our assignment was to make a contract so that if one person did not fulfill their obligation to the team, they would be the only one that lost points on the project.
That's good. That's very clever. That is a good way to make sure everyone is doing their jobs. I have been involved in different kinds of teamwork in the past, and I think it is wonderful to have that kind of experience, to work together. Everyone is working together with one goal, just like Okai. Let's continue learning about them today.
Okai, looking up. There's no doubt that things have been going well for Okai. Some of their favorite foreign professional arrangers were happy to arrange songs for their album after the group approached them. Okai A Cappella was named one of the top 10 Taiwanese albums of 2012 because it brought something new to the table. Now their hard work and creativity has been rewarded with 3 Golden Melody Awards, Taiwan's highest honor for music. Rather than dwell on their own achievements, though, Okai thank God for his guidance and give honor to him.
Hello friends, this is your Word Lady Ellen. Things for Golden Melody Award recipients Okai are looking up. In part 3 of our profile article today, we learn more about what is in store for these rising stars. Let's take a look at our keywords before we begin. Professional. Professional is an adjective. A professional writer will speak to our class next week. Creativity. Creativity is a noun. These paintings look nice, but their lack of creativity makes them seem too familiar. Dwell on. Dwell on is a phrasal verb. You should learn from your mistakes, but don't dwell on them. Carefree. Carefree is an adjective. I've finished all my projects at work so that I can have a truly carefree vacation. Your more information words are bring to the table. Bring to the table is an idiom. Vocal percussion. Vocal percussion is a noun. Let's begin.
They have been a very successful group, and as we see at the beginning of this section, things are looking up. Looking up, that means that things are looking good. They are positive, and it looks like the future is bright.
And I think it's true. Okai's future is bright. Okay, things are looking up. We read here, there's no doubt that things have been going well for Okai. There's no doubt about something. That means even if you have a little question in your mind, how is Okai doing? Are they really doing okay? Well, there's no doubt things are going great for them.
That's right, and we continue reading. Some of their favorite foreign professional arrangers were happy to arrange songs for their album after the group approached them. And That's amazing. These are big name professional arrangers that just agreed to arrange songs for their album because they asked them to.
And they were happy to do this. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, professional. Are you a professional in some way? Or did you just begin to learn how to do something? If you're a professional, chances are you're making money doing that thing.
Well, maybe you want to be a professional singer. Maybe you want to be a professional a cappella singer like Okai's members. But you could also be a professional at anything, really. Whatever you do for work, you can make that your profession, your job, and become a skilled professional.
And so just like these professional arrangers, you can do something at that level and even make money doing something that you really enjoy and love. Okay, well, we continue here. Okai a cappella was named one of the top 10 Taiwanese albums of 2012 because it brought something new to the table. All right, so already they're named one of the top 10 a cappella groups or top 10 groups. They brought something new to the table. What does that mean?
Well, it means that there was really nothing like it before. It was a very new sound and a new approach to Taiwanese Aboriginal music. So their album, Okai a cappella, got named one of the top 10 Taiwanese albums of 2012.
Okay, so when can you bring something new to the table? What does that mean? Do you ever bring new ideas to the table? Maybe you have a project, you're working together with other people, and you bring your ideas to the table. That means you mention your ideas to discuss so everybody knows what you're thinking.
Great. Well, we continue learning about Okai. Now their hard work and creativity has been rewarded with 3 Golden Melody Awards, Taiwan's highest honor for music. So not only was their album named one of the top 10 albums in Taiwan, but they've also received 3 Golden Melody Awards.
And so their creativity and hard work has paid off. Creativity is straight from our word bank. Are you a creative person? Well, I think we all have creativity in different ways.
That's right. So if you have creativity, that means that you are able to use your imagination to come up with something new. What do you do with your creativity? Do you write music? Do you paint pictures? Do you come up with stories or new ideas? How do you use your creativity?
All right, well, let's continue here. We read about Okai. Rather than dwell on their achievements, though, Okai thank God for his guidance and give honor to him. All right, so they're not just thinking about all the great things that they have done. They're not just dwelling on their achievements. But that's a phrase from our word bank. When you dwell on something, that means you think about it a lot. You can dwell on the past or the future. How else could you use this phrase?
Well, it's important not to dwell on failures. Mm-hmm. You should continue looking forward, looking up, and focus on the positive or dwell on the positive things in your life.
I think that's a great reminder. Don't dwell on the negative things happening in your life. Dwell on the positive things. And I think that we all have many blessings in our lives that we can dwell on. Okay, so here we're talking about how Okai doesn't just dwell on their past achievements. That means they're not just really happy and boasting about everything they've done in the past. No, they continue to look forward with grateful hearts.
Yes, and so they give thanks to God and honor Him. So that is a wonderful way for them to show their achievements, that these aren't things that they have done themselves, but something that they have done because of God's blessings on them.
Well, Okai is a good example of a group of people who don't just rest in what they are doing. They're not just happy and content with their past achievements. They may be in reinventing themselves. And I think that Steve and Ken are going to talk a little bit about this idea in the information cloud. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
In ancient Greece, before the days of Olympic gold, silver, and bronze medals, there were laurel wreaths.
That's right. Symbols of great honor and status, laurel wreaths were awarded to successful athletes in recognition of a well-earned victory.
It is this custom that is at the root of the idiom, resting on one's laurels. And it means that a person is so content with his past successes and achievements that he doesn't feel the need to improve anymore.
People who rest on their laurels are so satisfied with what they've accomplished, they decide to just rest and live off their reputation.
Knowing this, we can understand how resting on one's laurels became associated with laziness.
Today, this idiom goes beyond the world of sports and can be applied to talented, but a little lazy, people in any field, including business, politics, academics, and the arts.
Sometimes in the entertainment business, we hear of people who refuse to rest on their laurels. Rather, they are more concerned with reinventing themselves, which means they are striving to improve, always learning, always changing.
So, how about you, friends? Are you resting on your laurels, or are you reinventing yourself?
我们今天来学一个片语 rest on one's laurels. Laurel 是一种叫做月桂树的植物，在古希腊它被用来制作比赛中胜利者的桂冠。所以如果你 rest on your laurels, 你就是沉浸在过去的成功而不思进取。你过去的成功也许非常的精彩，导致你现在不需要做任何事情。所以 to rest on one's laurels 就是停止尝试，不再前进，因为你非常满足于过去的成功。今天的课文讲到 OK 并不沉浸在自己的成就中，而是感谢上帝的引导。其实在演艺界有不少上进的艺人会试图 reinvent 他们自己，就是彻底改造自己，让自己有一个崭新的开始，再次出发。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, 今天第一个重点我们来看 bring to the table 这个成语。Bring something to the table 是指提供或带来某种事物。例如 the new manager brought a lot of new ideas to the table. 这位新任经理带来许多新的想法。或者是 Gina was hired because she could bring her experience and insights to the department. Gina 被聘请是因为她能够提供这个部门她的经验以及独到的眼光。继续我们看的是 dwell on 这个动词片语。Dwell 有停留的意思，所以 dwell on something 是指对某件事情念念不忘或者是一直想。Dwell 的过去式或过去分词可以是 dwelt, D-W-E-L-T, 或者是字尾直接加 ed 变成 dwelled, 但是它的现在分词是直接加上 ing。例如 ,for a long time, Frank dwelled on his past glory and could not move on. 有一段很长的时间 ,Frank 都眷恋过去的光荣而无法前进。
We're continuing to learn about Okai today, and we've also learned a little bit about how things are looking up.For them. They've already achieved many things in their musical careers, and things are looking up. They have a lot to look forward to as well. And we have more to learn in the next part of our lesson for today.
Okai, looking forward. Okai continue to push forward with more performances and projects.With no signs of their energy running low. As I am talking to them, Sean even uses spare moments to practice his vocal percussion. Before I hear them sing, they create a zoo of musical sounds to warm up, caring little if anyone hears. Though their schedule is packed, they still gather around their music like carefree children. Perhaps their hearts are still back in that village church around the piano.
Okai is certainly looking forward, as many other musical groups should. They should focus on the positive. And we read, Okai continue to push forward with more performances and projects with no sign of their energy running low. And this is great news for those of us who really enjoy their wonderful, unique, and new sound that they bring to Aboriginal music in Taiwan.
And it's true, there are no signs of their energy running low. I like that phrase. There's no sign of something. That means there's nothing that tells you that their energy is running low. There's no indication. How else can you use this phrase? Well, you could talk about the fact that they have no signs of exhaustion. There is no sign that they are getting tired. How else can you use that phrase?
Well, you might hear someone say that there's no signs of stopping. So you are going to continue doing whatever it is you are doing. There are no signs of stopping, no signs of slowing down, maybe no signs of letting go. You are going to work through whatever challenges you are facing.
Or maybe you're waiting for your friends to show up. They're not here, and they're not even calling. You could say, there are no signs of my friends anywhere. Okay, so there are different ways to use this phrase. And of course, with Okai, there's no signs of their energy running low. And we continue reading here, as I am talking to them, Sean even uses spare moments to practice his vocal percussion. So Nathaniel, our author, got to interview Okai, and then he noticed that Sean liked to practice his vocal percussion.
And that is something that you had mentioned before, Gabe, that they can do beatboxing or vocal percussion, using your mouth, your voice, your vocal cords to produce sounds that sound like instruments.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Carolyn. I just wanted to use my spare moments and practice my vocal percussion.
I see, Gabe. Well, that was very good. Maybe you can talk to Sean and get some tips from him.
I think I should. I really enjoy his beatboxing, and I have heard him do it before, and it's true. He is always practicing his beatboxing. Okay, well, Nathaniel continues here. Before I hear them sing, they create a zoo of musical sounds to warm up, caring little if anyone hears.
Well, that is very impressive. I think a lot of people are a little bit nervous about warming up in front of an audience or warming up in front of other people. They like to do that in private. But here, they're not just warming up. They are creating a zoo of musical sounds, and they don't mind if people hear them do it.
Interesting. A zoo of musical sounds? I think Liz wants to share a little bit about this word in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Here's today's grammar tip sentence. Before I hear them sing, they create a zoo of musical sounds to warm up, caring little if anyone hears. Our focus is on the word zoo. And no, we're not talking about that fun place where you can see all kinds of animals. No. Instead, the word zoo in today's sentence simply means a situation where there is a lot of confusion. So in today's sentence, the writer is describing how there are all kinds of musical sounds being made in an unorganized way. It was a zoo of musical sounds. Okay, let's have a look at some more examples of how we can use zoo. The teacher had only left her classroom for 5 minutes, but when she got back, it was a zoo. Or, Brent avoids going to the mall during the holiday season in order to stay away from the zoo of shoppers. Now it's your turn. Think of a situation that is very disorganized and very confusing, and try using zoo to describe it. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. And it is very interesting to know that they create a zoo of musical sounds during their warm-up. Now, continuing here, though their schedule is packed, they still gather around their music like carefree children. And I like that phrase there. Their schedule is packed. That means that they really don't have a lot of free time, right, Gabe?
It's true. Now, usually you use the word pack when you're talking about maybe packing up your suitcase for a trip or something like that, or unpacking. But here we're talking about a schedule that is packed. And your schedule, that is your time schedule, what you need to do. So if your schedule is packed, that means you don't have much free time.
That's right. So it's not that you can pack it in your suitcase.
No.
Like our question here, do you pack your schedule? But if you write it out, you could pack your schedule and take it along with you.
It's true, but make sure you don't pack your schedule too tight if you're going on vacation or something like that. You want to make sure that you can also just relax and have some free time.
I think that is very good advice. And, you know, there's another word in this sentence from our word bank, carefree. They are described as carefree children gathering around their music. What does this mean, Gabe?
Well, I wish I could be more carefree sometimes. That means you have little to no responsibilities for things in life. You are carefree. It's not that you don't care about things, but it's just that you don't have too many responsibilities and you can just be free.
And so usually children are described as being carefree because while, yes, they are very busy studying, they do not have the same responsibilities that adults do, which are much more demanding.
It's true. How often do you feel carefree? Maybe you never feel carefree. You always have to think about paying bills and getting your work done and things like that. I think it's important sometimes to also feel carefree. While we continue here, perhaps their hearts are still back in that village church around the piano. Well, I would agree. I think they had a great way that they started their relationship and this group, and so it's good to be refreshed by that memory.
It is a wonderful memory as well. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed learning with us today, and now it is time to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 vocal percussion 这个名词。Vocal 是指嗓音的或者是发声的。Percussion 是指打击乐。所以 vocal percussion 是指人声打击乐。例如 the band's vocal percussion performance was brilliant. 这个乐团的人声打击乐表演非常精彩。或者是 you must use different facial muscles to create a complex vocal percussion sound. 要创造出复杂的人声打击乐的声音，你会需要用到不同脸部的肌肉。最后我们看的是 carefree 这个形容词。care 是指关心或关切， free 是指免除某件事的。所以 carefree 是指无忧无虑的或轻松愉快的。例如 Charles looks happy and carefree since he retired。Charles 自从退休之后就看起来既开心又自在。或者是 Jackson spent a long carefree summer at his grandparents' cottage. Jackson 在爷爷奶奶的小屋度过了一个长又无忧无虑的夏天。And now let's head back to our program.
Past 3 days, we have been learning all about the musical group Okai that worked so hard to put their music together to create these a cappella songs, but they still feel like carefree children.Now, I wonder, do you have anything in your life that creates that kind of passion? You feel so strongly about something that it's not work anymore? Gabe, do you ever feel that way?
Well, that's kind of how I feel about playing drums. I mean, I love to play drums, and so even though it takes work to know what to play with a certain group of people, it's a lot of fun for me. I also enjoy working with the kids at my church to the point where it doesn't seem like work,because I'm enjoying these relationships. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I really love learning languages, and learning a new language is not easy. It takes a lot of work and practice and time, but it's so much fun.
It's true. Okay, well, what kinds of things do you have a passion for that make it kind of fun to do? Thank you for joining us here today and learning about Okai. It has been quite fun. And we have more to learn next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.